Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Blessing, blessing, blessing. This is Sister LaShawn from Texas. I pray that you can hear me. Those that's on here know how to reach out to me. Let me know that you can hear me very clear. Send me a message because I'm in another location and the internet here is not strong enough, so we might have to cut the show short tonight if the internet is, you know, will mess up. So I'm going to try to get to my message and get to the phone calls real quick just in case the internet acts up. But those who know how to reach out to me, reach out to me. Let me know you can hear me. Father God, I thank you for this night. I thank you for your yes and no because we know your promise is yes and amen. Father God, I thank you for every door that closes and every door that you open. The door that you open, we're going to know they are the correct door that we're supposed to walk through. We're going to know this is the correct season that we need to be in. So, Father God, we give you the glory and we thank you for this opportunity tonight. We thank you for covering us. We thank you for protecting us because, Father God, only you know what's ahead. And sometimes you got to go back and slam the door right in our face to protect us, Father God, because one thing I know, you don't want things to be terminated. You ain't going to let your real glory terror be terminated. You ain't going to let your real glory terror in the remnant be connecting, because every time I look at something, things happen. You show me things that the Father been telling us for the last couple months is manifesting right in front of our eyes. We just got to have an eye to see it. We have to have the eye to see what God is saying to us is true. What God is saying to us is what he had promised us from 6 months to 3 months to 2 months. We got to understand and we got to make sure well, we are paying attention to the attack because the attack is coming through the prayers that we had prayed. If you ask for more glory, you're going to go through some stuff. If you ask to clean you up, you're going to go through some stuff. If you ask for him to squeeze you, you are going to go through some stuff. So, God, I thank you for the squeezing. I thank you for the shaking. And, Father God, I cover myself up under the blood of Jesus, and I cover those that's on here, Father God. Let them not hear me, Father God, but let them hear you, Father God. This is a season that it's a painful season. Hearts is crying. Hearts is broken. And it's you know, there's different type of spirit that have been released on the earth. And let us have be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, sensitive to the spirit of discernment to know. So, Father God, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Like I said, I pray that y'all can hear me. If y'all can hear me, send me a message. Let me know that you can hear me. Let me know you can hear me very well. I want to say this tonight. Don't ever stop believing in God. Don't stop believing in God. Don't stop believing in God. I don't care what's going on. Don't stop believing in God. This is a strategic season that a lot of people are going through some spiritual warfare. And it's a lot of things that's taking place. A lot of squeezing, a lot of washing less. If you didn't get a chance to listen to last Friday message, please go back and listen to that mention. It was a washing. God is washing. He is washing his people. Go back and listen to that message. I'm trying to make sure y'all can hear me very well because the internet service over here is really, really is not coming through. I'm trying to reach out to a couple people. But listen, the title that I put up here is Desperate for You. When you're so desperate for the Father, okay, thank you. When you're so desperate for the Father, he began to clean your heart out. He began to, you know, like I said, you have to be careful. You have to be careful of the prayers that you pray. You have to be careful how you pray. Because there are some prayers that move the hands of God real quick. And when you have this thing in your spirit, Lord, I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you. Clean me up. Wash me. I'm desperate to serve you. I'm desperate to go out and speak your word. I just want people to be drawn to you, not me. I want people to be healed and set free. That's a desperate call. Some people have a desperate call for God to move, desperate call for people, for God to heal his people and set his people free. There's a desperate call, a desperate, my heart is hurt. I'm desperate for a healing and deliverance. I'm desperate to be in the right will for you. There's a desperate, when you that desperate, God, it will make God's hand move on your behalf. But you're going to have to go through something. You're going to have to ship when that ship ain't going to feel good. When crossing over to the other side ain't going to feel good. When you desperate, when you walking in that type of faith, childhood faith, childlike faith, it ain't going to feel good. Seem like everything going to be raging in your life. But I tell you, God see the desperate of your heart. When he see your heart and you say, create me a clean heart and a right spirit, that's a desperate call. Lord, protect these children in this hour, in the season. Lord, hide the children. We know what's going on in this month. That's a desperate call. When you so desperate for him to show up in your life, when you so desperate for him to show up in your children's life, that's a desperate call. It's like a 911 call to heaven, and that begins to move heaven. That begins to release those angels when you have a desperate call. But let me take you to the book to show you how desperate your prayer, the calls, your prayers, how your heart cries out, your heart bleeds. That's a desperate call. You want to see the hand of God move and move quickly, because some of us can go through the things that we've been going through lately. We want to give up. We want to throw in a towel. The enemy trying to depress and oppress you. That's a desperate call in your heart. And God see the heart of the righteous. He look at your heart. I don't care how you dress things up. I don't care how you wear your makeup and your hair. But he look at your heart. He look at your hands. A lot of people, I don't care if they the pastor, the evangelist, if you don't have a clean hand and pure heart, you can't move the hand of God. It'll take a dirty person, a homely person, because they're desperate, that they so desperate for the move of God. They so desperate just to have a place to eat. They will eat crumbs. It's the desperate. How long, Father God, do I have to be in this situation? How long, Father God, are you going to let them be in the White House, the crooked man, be owning these companies? How long, Father God, he moved by the desperation of your prayer? Well, let me tell you, John 17. Did you know, according to John 17, Jesus, that's called the book, I call it the book of Jesus prayer. Because in John 17, Jesus prayed for himself. When you look from the verse 1 to verse 5, Jesus prayed for himself first. And sometimes we can get caught up in ministry that we get to pray for ourselves. Because some people, I got a word that God said, you pray for so many people, you labor for so many people, but you need to pray for yourself. And see, this is in the book of John 17. From John 17, from verse 1 to verse 5, Jesus prayed for himself. And then after he got through praying for himself, he prayed for his disciple. Y'all catch this? He prayed for himself. And then when you go down there to John 6 to 15, he prayed for the disciple. And then when you go to John 20, this John 17. But when you go to the verse 20, Jesus began to pray for the believers. Come on. First, he prayed for himself. Don't you ever forget to pray for yourself. Don't you ever forget to labor for yourself. He prayed for himself. Then he prayed for his disciple. Then he prayed for the believer. Pull out your book. Open the book and you'll see it for yourself. I'm in the book of John 17, where Jesus prayed for himself. That's the first thing. And when he began to pray for himself, it started out these words spoken by Jesus, and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also may glorify thee. Jesus began to look up at heaven. And see, now when you have a relationship with the Father, and a lot of time now, huh, I went outside today. Let me tell you something. I got some bad news today, but I didn't even know. You kind of feel, you can feel things in the atmosphere, what's going on. I got some bad news today, but see, I walked the property. I looked up at the sky, and I began to pray to my Heavenly Father. So when you look at verse 17, I didn't even know this was going to be something that I was going to be teaching tonight, but I began to look up at heaven and begin to pray over this prophet, begin to pray for people in this ministry before I even got the news that I received today. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy son, that thy son also will be glorified thee. Sometime the hour have to come that we got to go through some things. And when you go through the trials and tribulations, I want to refer you back to the book of John when Jesus prayed for himself. He knew the hour was coming. He knew what he was about to go through. He was about to carry the filthy rags of others on that tree. He was carrying everybody's sin. He knew no sin, but he chose to do it for us, and he began to pray to the Father. I'm going to switch over to the other five. And if the thing is cutting in and out, forgive me. Like I said, I hate to rush through this, but I just pray that y'all continue to hear me. In verse 2, Jesus, and just as you have given him power and authority over all mankind, so that he may give eternal life to all whom you have given him. That eternal life means it's permanent, it's forever. Now this eternal life that they may know you, not me, they may know you, the only truth. You are the only true Yah, that they may know you. In the same manner, Jesus as the Christ, who you have seen, I glorify you. Jesus always gave the glory to his Father. He's praying, Father, the hour have come. The hour have come. You send me here on assignment. I did the assignment. Now my assignment is coming to a completion. I'm about to complete this assignment so you can get the glory. And then when you go down there to verse 5, he say, now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory and the majesty that I have with you before the world existed. You remember in the beginning was the Word. Who was the Word? The Word was God. God came here as flesh. So look what Jesus said, chapter 17, verse 5. Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, the glory and the majesty that I had with you before the world had existed. Why he said that? Because he was God. He came here as the Word, and the Word became flesh. That's what he prayed for himself. The hour have come. They seen me do some miracles and signs and wonder, true miracles, signs and wonder. You have given the power and authority. You gave me this assignment. I came here to give life and life abundantly so they can continue to have it after your soul and leave this body and go to dirt. It depends on how you live this life. Do you believe in Christ? You're going to live eternal life. You're going to live for forever. You will never die. Now, he went and started praying for his disciples. And I wish I had just had the time. I'm just, you know, if I had the time, but I know this internet, I'm in another location. Look what he said to the people who you have given me out to the world, and they who were yours, and you gave them to me. Look what Jesus, and this is for the ministry. This is for the leaders. Don't nobody belong to us. Look what even Jesus, even Yahshua knew that. He said, you give them to me. You gave me out to the world, and they are yours. They not me. They are yours. You gave them to me. I was on assignment with them. These are the disciples. They have kept and obeyed your word. Now he began to pray for them. The same words which you have given me, I have given them, and they received it and accept them in true understanding, were confident and assured that I came from you. Listen, he's talking about the disciples. He's talking to the Father. He's praying for them. They believe it with any doubt. It took them a while to believe it. Now they see it. That you sent me. These are the disciples. You sent me. Now they believe you sent me. Look at verse 9. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but those who you given me, because they belong to you. Don't nobody belongs to us. Our children don't belongs to us. Our grandchildren don't belongs to us. We were just a vessel. They belongs to the Most High. We were just our temporary. We was on assignment. Don't you know some of you are on assignment with your own children? Y'all open the book and read. Even Jesus know that. He was on assignment, and now I said he's praying for his disciples. First he prayed for himself. Now he praying for his disciples. He say in verse 9, we in chapter 17, down in verse 9, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those who you, listen, those you have given me, because they belongs to you. I'm going to keep going. How you going to be jealous of somebody? If God signed somebody to a particular one, you cannot be jealous. You can't try to snatch nobody. We come and clean house. We snatching them out from you. How you going to snatch somebody from somebody when they don't belong to you? And some of them don't even be part of your assignment or your healing and deliverance. God can clean up a drunk and sign a person. That same person he raised up because he don't have a respect of a person, and use that person to go bring healing and deliverance for somebody else. Who am I talking to? And listen what he said in verse 10. And all things that are mine are yours. And all things that are yours are mine. Because why? They the same person. They came from the same place. And I am glorified in them. I am no longer in the world. Yet they are still in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name. He's praying for the disciples. The name which you have given me, so they may be one just as we are. See, when you get ready to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you get baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost, you become one. You become a new creature. That means you got knitted to Christ. What can separate you from the love of Christ? I don't care what goes on in your life. You open the book when things go wrong in your life. You open the book. Nothing can separate you from Christ. They can say no all they want to. They can shut the door all they want to. But nothing is not going to separate you from the love of Christ, because Jesus is letting us know right here. He's letting us know. Can't nothing. And you begin to look at that verse, he's letting you know. First of all, they belongs to you. They don't belong to me. So I pray for my disciples. He's praying for the disciples. He's praying for the disciples. While I was with them, I was keeping them in your name. In your name, which you have given me. He protect them. And not one of them was lost except the son of destruction. My God. So that the scripture would be fulfilled. He's praying for the disciple. Like I said in the book of John chapter 17, he prayed for himself. Then he went and prayed for the disciple. Now in the next verse, he's going to pray for the believers, which is the word. The world, he's praying for the believers now. You need to pray for yourself first. We got a habit, that's me. You pray for everybody else, but you forget to pray for yourself. Jesus prayed for himself first, then his disciples. Who are the disciples in your life? That's the sheep who he got you responsible for. Those the sheep that he got you responsible, everybody in the sign to your voice. You got to find out who you assigned to. And if you're a leader, you got to know who God is signing to your voice. Now he's about to pray for the believers. And not only that, he was praying that they would be disciples in the word. Not only he was praying for the disciples, but he was praying that they would be disciples in the world. They would go out and feed his sheep, and they would go out and feed his sheep right. You can tell that in verse, if you go down to verse 13, he was still praying for the disciples, but he was praying that they would be fruitful, that whatever they are basic, they walking in the fruit of the Spirit. They had a mind like Christ, the seal like Christ, and they will go out on four corners of the world and teach and feed his sheep. That's why he say, do you love me? Yeah, I do. Do you love me? Yeah, I do. Do you love me? Yeah, I do. Go feed my sheep. But now I'm coming to you, and I say these things while I am still in the world, so that you may experience my joy and may be filled and complete and perfect within them. He's still praying for the disciples. I have given to them your word, your message that you've given me. This is Christ. The same message you've given me to come down here on this word and speak the word, because we are the word. Me and you, Father, we are the word together. We are together. I cannot do this by myself. I got to do this with heaven. I got to do what my Father sent me to do. So I teach them, I taught them what you sent me here to do. And look what he said. And the world has hated them because they are not of the world and do not belong to the world. Just as I am not of the world and do not belong to the world. We don't belong to this world. It's temporary. And he's saying this about his disciples. They ain't of this world. They don't belong here. This world will fade away. They got to go back to who created them, the Father. They ain't going back to the sun. They ain't going back to the moon. They ain't going, oh, Lord, I'm trying to stay on track. They going to go top. You know what? See, I warned y'all last week. I told y'all we about to see some strange things in the earth, things that you ain't never seen before, things you ain't never heard before. It's going to shock a lot of people. We about to experience some things. Our children and grandchildren about to experience some things. And I told y'all about that time traveling. Well, I'm looking at this commercial. They coming out with a dating game. Y'all got to watch and watch what they putting on TV. They showing you. They coming out with a dating game where they got the group of people and what they doing. They got a time traveling thing and what they saying they bringing up their old ex through the time travel. Y'all better care. We warned y'all last week. Y'all about to see some things. God already warned us early this year, last year, that people going to know the word is real. They going to know that when the apostles and the prophet, when they wrote what God was telling them to for this great book, you about to see it manifest. You about to see evil for evil and good for good. We already in Matthew 24. We already been through the season of woe. Woe unto them. So Jesus was praying for the disciple, and his prayer, this prayer right here, was for us today. Look what he's saying. Look what he's saying. They don't belong. Look what he's saying in verse 15. I do not ask you to take them out of the world. Come on. You praying these. That's why we had a thing. Lord, teach us to pray. A lot of people that don't know how to pray. And a lot of people praying the wrong prayer. And a lot of leaders praying the wrong prayer. Look what Jesus, come on. If we say, greatest he that's in us than he that's in the world, I bind in Christ and Christ is in me. When we walking like Christ, why would you want your enemy to die? Come on now, because that's not what the word say. And then here goes Jesus reminding us again. In verse 15, I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them and protect them from the evil one. Oh, they putting the icing on the cake. Or you really praying for your enemy. Why would you want? See, you can pray all you want to take them up out of here. Take them up out of here. Kill them. Kill them with the fire. Kill their children. And all that. And God looking back like, God ain't finna do that. Because the same one you asking to kill, the same one you asking to do all that stuff to, God got his hand on them. God got a calling on them. You don't know. They got to go through what they got to do. They got to treat you the way they treat you to get that healing and deliverance. And when he raised them up, he going to use them for the kingdom. Yeah, they might be witchy-witches and doing witchcraft, but he got to use one of us to go and meet that witch, meet that backslider, meet that prostitute, meet that drug addict, meet the drug dealer. We got to go meet the wisdom because they got to see the light up in us. They got to see the greater us in us. They got to see the fruit of the spirit in us. First Corinthians got to be in us because if they can see us and see our testimony, it can draw them unto God. Who am I talking to tonight? Go read the book for yourself. John 17, verse 15. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them and protect them from the evil one. That they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in truth. Set them apart for your purpose. That's why some of us might have to go through something by ourselves. He says, set them apart for your purpose. Make them holy. He's praying for the disciples. He's praying for you. He's praying for me. He's praying for your husband. He's praying for your wife. He's praying for your children. He's praying for your grandchildren. This is a prayer that Jesus prayed in the book of John 17. Oh, Father God. Just as you commissioned me, just as you commissioned and send me into the world, I also commission and send them, the believers, into the world. For their sake, I sanctify myself to do your will, so they will also may be sanctified, set apart, dedicated, made holy in your truth. This is a prayer that Jesus was praying. It's the desperate prayer. and it continued to go on. In verse 22, I give feeding you those that you don't know that's up at night crying out for your marriage, crying out for your children, crying out for your broken heart, crying out that you will be healed and set free. You don't want to give the honor to these people have to show why they ain't giving you the honor. And honor me, glorify me. They can't glorify and give you the honor because they know me in my ways and know who I am. They will glorify the person. They will not say that you lifting that person up like idolatry, but you got to honor the ones that he put in your life. And then I'm going to go in.
Hello? Hello? I can't hear anything. I don't know if you can hear me. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Let me cut the thing down. I had to call in something else because they're okay. Master's calling. Where you calling from?
Yes, this is Cynthia from Mississippi.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay.
Okay. Well, how may I pray for you tonight? I do apologize. The internet cutting in and out. Do you have a special prayer request tonight?
No, not really. I just wanted to tell you that I had you pray for my family. My daughter and her family for her trip, and it all very well. So I just wanted to say thank you for the prayer.
Oh, you're welcome. We give God the glory. And so, Father God, I thank you for your daughter. Father God, I ask that you continue to set order in their life, Father God. We thank you for protecting them, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for opening up provision in her life, Father God, that you're going to give her deep revelation, Father God, that there's going to be a ship going on. I don't know if you're dealing with something in your body, but everything going to ship. Everything going to ship. He going to ship you in a new position. Even the healing going to take place in your body. Even the ship with your family, with your children. So we thank you, Father God, for that. We give you the glory, Father God. Keep seeking him. Ask him. He said, if you believe, ask, and it shall be given. Believe, and let this be a season that you have just faith. Faith small as a mustard seed, a childlike faith. Let this be a season for you. And so, Father God, I thank you for that faith, that childlike faith. And, Father God, we pray over her finance, Father God. We ask that you fill a basket, Father God. Fill everything that they, just restore everything, Father God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, and thank you. And I'll go ahead and let you move on since you're having difficulty and so you can pray for more people.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Lashen. God bless.
All right. You will. Okay, 910-709. This is Sister Lashen Messi calling. And where you calling from?
Hi, Lashen. This is Sylvia from North Carolina. How are you?
Hey, Miss Sylvia. How you doing?
Good.
I do apologize for being a face that the internet is acting up.
Yes, I call back in.
Yeah. And so,
I thank you for being patient and stuff like that. We had a flood going on, so I had to move to another direction. Yeah, so I just thank what the Father, he's good. You know, I could get bad news today. I was like, nah, let that stop for me. So,
that's right.
Another open.
Amen.
Just give me a second, because I'm trying to move, because I had to call in on a cell phone. So I'm trying to move.
Yeah, I hear you clear now.
Yeah, this internet is acting up. I'm trying to move. Miss Sylvia?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and pray for you because the internet is really acting up. So, Father God, we thank you for Miss Sylvia. Father God, we thank you. What I'm hearing, God is going to sharpen your learning ability. I don't know why I heard it like that. But that's what I heard. He's going to sharpen your learning ability. I don't know if you've been struggling. Something came up in school, but God says he's going to sharpen your learning ability. Don't worry about it. He's going to sharpen your learning ability. Everything going to be great.
Amen.
Not only he's going to sharpen your learning ability in that school, he's going to sharpen your learning ability, taking you to deep revelation for the kingdom of God.
Ha! Thank you, Lord.
So, Father
Hallelujah.
God, I ask that you open the book, open the book, open the great book, open the great book. Let the angel, every time you step, the angel going to give you deep revelation. The angel going to let you see what you need to see. You're not going to miss a beat. Even when it seems hard, things seem hard, things want to come after us, but you keep going and you keep treading. You keep treading on the head of the serpent. God's going to send you through, and God's going to keep healing your body. Sometimes we got to get weak in our body, but he's going to strengthen us in the word and the worship. So you worship him and you stay in the word, and he's going to strengthen your weak body. He's going to strengthen your weak body from your back to the crown of your head, down to your spine, to your feet. Keep staying on the word, and God is going to do it in the name of Jesus.
Ha! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
There you go. There you go.
Ha! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, LaShawn.
Strengthen her learning ability.
Yes.
Give us more and
oh,
more,
my
God.
Father God. Oh, my God. I came home the other day, and I feel like I was getting attacked in that area because, you know, I've had some issues like some light strokes.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes it feels like the enemy is attacking me in that area, and I have to put the work down, and then I pray, and then I go back to it, and it opened up today, and I tried to do it yesterday, and it just wouldn't open up. So I just finished tonight right before I got on the line with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Woo!
Give God the glory.
Father.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Father. Well, I won't hold you, LaShawn. I'll let you get to your next caller.
Thank you,
Father.
I'm trying. I got him on the phone. I moved around. He cut off and things. So what I'm going to go ahead and do, I do apologize. We will have internet up
That's
and running.
Okay.
Thank y'all for calling in tonight. I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I'm just going to pray a corporate prayer. Father God, I thank you for your protection. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father God, we shut the enemy mouth. Father God, just like in the book of John, Jesus said this, we should not walk in the spirit of destruction, but you're going to release your broom of destruction and sweep everything that needs to be swept away in this season. in this region. We thank you for the washing. Wash our hands, wash our feet, wash our mind. You know, do a washing on the inside. Purge us, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for every door that you have closed and every door that you have opened. We glorify you. Oh, Father God, we ask that you hide these innocent children. Hide them, Father God. They are gifts from you, God. They come from you, Father God. Protect them this month, Father God. Expose everything that needs to be exposed. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the new beginning. I thank you for new transportation. I thank you for new look. Every look that's not of you. Every word that they have spoken over us, Father God. Oh, Father God, you about to raise up a kingdom like never before. And they're going to do the work of your kingdom. They would not be stopped. Oh, God, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. I do apologize, y'all. I just don't want this thing to this week we should be up and running. God bless you, and you have a blessed weekend. Oh, happy birthday, Ron. Happy birthday to Randy. Happy birthday. I pray more blessings upon you that God will fill his basket. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for his family. The age he here on earth is not the age in heaven. So, Father God, we thank you and we say happy blessed birthday. God, you're the best.